You're listening to the Unstoppably Yours podcast, spreading joy and everything in between.
Hello, my lovely listeners. We are back with another episode of the Unstoppably Yours podcast. It is just me, myself, by my lonesome again this time, as my mother is a little bit still sick and she cannot talk. Her voice is absolutely horrendous. Mom, I love you, but yes, it is horrendous. So it's going to be us again, nice and cozy and very personal. So I was thinking for this episode, I could teach all of you lovely listeners a simple grounding technique. I think I've mentioned this on a couple of the episodes before, but now I'm going to actually have you try and do this at home. So for those of my listeners who struggle with visualization and imagining things in their head, this one's not going to be for you. So just kind of sit back, listen, and enjoy, or like do something else while you listen to this. It's always fun. For those that actually can imagine things and do visualizations pretty well, listen up and get comfy. This one's for you. Okay. So I call this little technique becoming a tree. And I do this for my clients who have a lot of anxiety, to help them kind of get back in the moment, to be in the present, and to reduce those anxious symptoms. Now, this isn't to get rid of a panic attack. This is one to try and prevent one, or to calm ourselves after one, because we get very tired and it gets a lot. So what we're going to do is I want you to get comfortable however you are. If you're standing, stand in a comfortable position. If you're sitting, sit in a comfortable position. Or if you're lying down, lie down in a comfortable position. If you get the theme here, it's just to be comfortable. Okay, so once we do that, I would like you to close your eyes for me. Yes, I know, closing your eyes, a little bit scary, but I promise, nothing's gonna hurt you, you're fine. So close your eyes, and I want you to take one deep, big belly breath in, and exhale out. Okay. Now, I want you to imagine that your feet have roots coming out of them as if you are a tree. Now, these roots can look however you want them to be. They can be any color, any size. They can be thin or thick, small, fat, gnarly, narrow. They can be windy and branch out. They can twist and turn. They can go straight down, or they can spread out into the ground as far as possible. However you want to imagine your roots, just imagine them spreading. When it feels good enough, and you'll know what that feels like, when it feels good enough for you that you can stop imagining the spreading of the roots, I want you then to imagine that you have this black sludge. And I say black just because it's a color that is easily recognizable, but it can be any color you want. It can be purple, brown, blue, gray, whatever. But for the listeners right now, we're just going to say black. But again, if you have a different color in your head, go with it. It's great. So imagine this black sludge starts from the tip of your crown, your head, and it's starting to slowly go down your body. Each element from your fingers to your chest, stomach, legs, feet, and then finally down to the roots. Once it has all left the roots and there's no more of this colorful, murky sludge in your body, I want you then to imagine this very soft, warm, golden light, like water, starting from the roots and going up to every part of your body, starting with the toes, then we get the ankles, knees, then we do the legs, the stomach, the chest, arms and fingers, finally till we get to your head. Wherever this warm, soft lit water touches, it leaves that same soft glow until eventually your entire body is covered in this very warm, cozy light. Sit with that for just a minute. And then, as we did before, take a nice, big, deep belly breath in. And exhale out. Now you can do this for as long as you want, as many times as you want. You can do this throughout the day. It is very simple, and the more you practice it, the quicker you become with it, to where it starts to become an automatic grounding technique. Now, a lot of my anxious clients who are good at visualization really benefit from this. There were times, I will admit, when I was in my caregiver mode for my mother, doing a terrible job that had me in depression and school. This one helped me a lot. It kind of helped me stay a little bit calm and not fully break down. So I do recommend it. The next time I want to do a little grounding technique for my non-visual listeners, we will do what I am sure everyone else knows how to do, is the kind of five senses technique, which I will explain more when we get to that video. But just know, my non-visual listeners, I got you. You will be coming up next. But this time we focused on the visual ones. All right. With that, relish in the calmness that I'm hoping you feel. And if you don't feel that right now, hey, take some practice. Take your time. Accept that this is a little bit of a learned skill. And take your time in on the journey. Enjoy what's happening. I know it can get a little frustrating, but just accept that this is where you are right now. With that, I know this was quite a short little nugget of an episode. However, the next time I have posted on the Unstoppably Joy Instagram, a little video requesting questions of Ask My Therapist, kind of like an AMA, but for a therapist directly. And please send your questions over there so that next episode or a couple episodes from now, I can actually answer them to the best of my ability. With that, have a lovely rest of your day or evening, whatever time you listen to this little podcast at. Enjoy, and we will see you next time. Bye.